Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I am Greg Patton.
And we are the Food Guys.
Wow, that was very bombastic.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about a fabulous cake that you gave me when I came over the other day to work on our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday whiskey cake.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cakes that I like to have on hand during the holidays because it's not a fruit cake, and I have to say this
there's
fruit in it, but it's not glaceed or
chemically
colored or anything like that. These are just dried
citron,
fruits.
Citron, none of that.
Citron would be okay,
I think so?
But I don't put citron in it. I just use dried fruits. And
What, for instance?
Like dried blueberries, for example.
Oh, yeah.
I love golden raisins. I love currants.
Dried cherries.
And dried cherries. Those are kind of my favorite combination.
No problem.
And then it's got a generous quantity, like 1 pound of pecans.
Yes, and I see that they're toasted.
They are toasted. And what I do for toasting pecans is I spread the pecan halves typically on a baking sheet and then toast them in a 350-degree oven for about 10 minutes. And you'll know that they're done when you can smell fragrance.
The aroma
Of roasting nuts. And pecans. Then you take them out of the oven because they are done then.
So where does the bourbon come in? You just sprinkle that on
bourbon,
or what?
I don't think we mentioned that earlier. No.
While
we
you're
don't
cooking.
Just sprinkle. We use a full cup of bourbon.
Wow.
This is going to be a quality bourbon that you would want to drink. So I don't know of any kind of cooking bourbon, but.
No, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing as cooking bourbon.
No, that's just pure alcohol.
Because, John, there's 1.5 pounds of dried fruits.
Yeah.
In the cake. And they need to soak with that bourbon for at least overnight. And then in that time, you put them in a jar. Put everything together and then shake it up and let it sit overnight. But within that time, pretty much all that bourbon's going to be absorbed by the fruit. And then when you make the cake, it's very similar to a pound cake. It's 1 pound of butter.
Pound of butter.
A pound of butter and a couple of cups of sugar, and you cream that all together. And then you beat in a generous amount of vanilla, like a tablespoon. And then we're going to be posting the recipe at mtpr.org. So there's no reason to write things down now. I'm just delivering the recipe so that you get an idea of how it comes together.
I was looking at one aspect of your recipe. It says 2 cups sifted unbleached all-purpose flour, 8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck me before in recipes. When is the flour measured, before or after sifting?
You sift and then measure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you see a direction, 1 cup flour, sifted, then you measure it and then sift it. But if you see 1 cup sifted flour.
Okay, I see. Got to pay close attention.
You know what? I really do hate measuring cups. That's why I give weights also, because it's so much more accurate.
Yeah, it is.
And then if you'll notice that there's a combination of the unbleached flour and also cake flour, which is bleached.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the reason for that is that I don't want a huge amount of gluten in the flour.
And
unbleached flour has more gluten than cake flour. So I do a 50-50 mix. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have all cake flour. I think it makes it too tender to support all that fruit.
I see. Yeah, it wouldn't have the physical structure.
That combination works for me.
Huh.
So it's a pound of butter, almost a pound of flour, almost a pound of sugar, 6 eggs.
At room temperature.
Which is like 12 ounces of eggs. So it's not a pound cake. But you make it typically like a pound cake, meaning that you're creaming the butter with the sugar, and then you're beating in the vanilla, and then the eggs, and then you stir in the flour and add all of your dried fruits that have been soaking in the bourbon, for at least a day. And then you pack all of that into an angel food cake pan.
Oh, yeah.
And then you bake it at 300 degrees. It's a very low temperature for 2.5 hours about.
You can't bake something for 2.5 hours.
Yes, you can. And this cake weighs over 5 pounds.
sure doesn't taste like it or feel like it when you put it in your mouth. I mean, it's light. It's not like, you know, the typical fruit cake. Or
yeah.
Anything like that, which is moist and heavy and so forth.
It I just love gets better cake. Over time, and you can just keep it wrapped up, tightly wrapped up at room temperature for days and days and days. The texture gets better. You can just slice off pieces as you want. You could also make the cake ahead and freeze it and then take it out closer to holiday time or whenever you want to serve it. And if you want to get more booze into it, you can always drizzle a little bit more booze on top or wrap the cake in cheesecloth and then brush it.
Well, that's what my mother did with her fruitcake, but that was quite a different.
That was different.
Cake. They had that glacé.
You can do that, but I think there's enough bourbon in the fruit. I don't think you'd need anymore.
I didn't really detect the bourbon that much. I was so enthralled with the general flavor. It was really fabulous. So we recommend it, and we will list the recipe.
Recipe will be online at mtpr.org.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys.